So things have a gender to them. So do you think in terms of gender? Like when you look at a car, you're like, that's a carro. I mean, like that's definitely a masculine thing to drive a car, right? I mean, like, right. Like do you assign that a man should do the thing or a woman should do the thing or do you just, I mean, like, how do you think about it?
That's a really good question. I have never thought about that. It's just ingrained in your mind. So it's just sort of something that just is sort of, I mean, I assume that goes a lot against the modern sensibilities because nothing just is, right?
Nothing just is, yeah.
You choose whatever it is. But yeah, there's definitely, and then when a child or someone that knows a foreign language, and Americans get this wrong all the time. It's like their brain freezes because they can never put the correct gender to any noun. Yeah. So it just sounds wrong. Like, for example, a store, tienda, el tienda. No, that doesn't sound right at all. So it even gives an order that way. And I'm not talking about Spanish, which some popes have said is the most noble language, but...
Well, the better popes, anyway. I mean, the better popes, because the Spanish people have given us a love for Our Lady and a hatred of communism. I mean, those are if you just have those two things, you can be all right in this world, I think.
Hispanics have had the three biggest enemies: Jews, expelled, Muslims, invaded for centuries, and then kicked out, which, if you think about it, that's just such a glorious thing, because it's the only European nation that God allowed it to be taken over just for it to be won back. Because who knows, probably no other race could have fought them back, because they're vicious. They really are vicious.
Yeah, they were pretty bad. And the entire Iberian Peninsula was Muslim for 700 years. Imagine being like, oh yeah, I'm in year 400 of this Reconquista. Things are going pretty well. We think we're going to have this operation wrapped up within the next 300-500 years. I mean, that's how long it'll take, but we will get it done.
but going back, there's a certain order that is assigned to the world in most other languages. Not every single other language, but in most other languages. I mean, German, Spanish, French, et cetera, and it stays consistent. So if you know Spanish and then you learn a little bit of French, the genders of the words stay consistent.
And that is what is one of the most remarkable things. That's what I was thinking about over the weekend. And my children are learning Latin. They speak Spanish. And, you know, they're asking, like, what? Okay, well, we're doing sentence diagramming. And they know what a noun is. And we don't assign gender to our nouns in the USSA, in modern English. And I started getting curious about this, Alberto, and I was like looking it up and wondering, you know, if this is a feature of the English language, that we have nounless, or we have genderless nouns. We have neutered our language. And I had wondered if that had been a thing that happened to us, if it was imposed upon us, or if, you know, we are just a barbarian people. History of the Anglo-Saxons, just very quickly. In England, there were native people, Celtic people, called the Britons. And the Britons were native there. They were conquered and colonized by the Romans. And then the Anglo-Saxons invaded. And they were a Germanic tribe. Germanic. So I automatically think, okay, barbarian. Anything Germanic is barbarian. So they were barbarians, Teutonic people. And they invaded, and Anglo-Saxons eventually took over and united all of England under Saint Albert the Great. I mean, the Anglo-Saxons at least adopted the Christian religion, and so I was wondering, like, did Saint Albert the Great have gendered nouns or not, or was he speaking a barbaric language? It turns out that Old English had gendered nouns.
Oh, wow. I figured, you know, in there was a lot of, especially toward the Middle Ages, right? There was a lot of influences in between the French and the English, and they intermarried a lot. So if you read the English, like, for example, of the English Revolution, there it seems very French. You know, it seems like there's the endings to the world. Very beautiful, very nice. I kind of wish that we still wrote that way. because it's very, very beautiful. But I see a lot of French influences, so it only makes sense that as it starts to get civilized, I suppose they adopt the genders. Is that a thing?
Well, so good question. I mean, well, you could say this about the French. Let's take the King James Bible in the United States in English, right? The King James Bible is very high language compared to how people write, and then as compared to how people speak. So it goes. So at the very top of this is the speech style of the King James Bible, and then way below that is like how you would write a work email. And then way below that is how most people speak in America. Well, in France, in the translation of the French Vulgate, their version of the King James Bible in French is way at the top. But then how people write is like one notch below that. People still write in high-sounding French. And then how they speak is a few notches below that. So it is a very elevated language, way of being, culture, etc. It's got its problems. I'm not like sitting here saying that, you know, everything French is great. But you know, I mean, you've been to, actually both of us in the last 12 months have been to France. We've seen all the muzzies taking over everything. So, I mean, I can't sit here and say that, but at least from a linguistic point of view, man, it's a beautiful language.
Yeah. French is a beautiful language. And so is the older English, right? Now, you mentioned the USSA leading the charge of liberalism, which may trigger a lot of people because we are currently leading the charge of transgender.
Transgender!
In the transgender world. Well, what would people say if you told them that is just staying consistent as United States led the charge in the war for liberalism before the French Revolution.
Yeah, no, I mean, we export transgender to planet Earth, or like the flat plane, or whatever it is. If you're an Earth shape agnostic, we can be friends. If you're a geocentrist, we can be friends. If you believe that we are spinning at 70,000 miles an hour and hurling through space at 700,000 miles an hour, and none of this movement can be measured because the preterist Einstein told you so, we probably can't be friends. I mean, I'm just going to throw that out there. But nevertheless, notwithstanding all of that, so let's talk about Old English very, very quickly. Some of you may be surprised that Old English had gender to its nouns. And those genders, as Alberto, our linguistic expert here, our European linguist here, has already conferred to you, those genders generally agreed across the languages. So from culture to culture, when you would learn the language, the genders would agree. In other words, the sun is always masculine. The sky is always masculine because that's heaven. That's where God lives. The moon is always feminine. The feminine moon is a reflection of the sun. It is a lesser version of it. It is in some ways a more beautiful version of it. It's a version that you can actually look at and behold, and that's why it's feminine. And so certain things have retained enduring cosmic gender to them. And this level of experience with reality is inaccessible to English speakers. It's totally foreign to us. We have no genders in our nouns, and we have no genders in our schools anymore. And I just can't help but wonder if those two things are related to each other. So how did we lose gender in the English language? How did we lose gendered nouns? Well, good question. I'm glad you asked out there in Crusaderville. So at least my reading of history over the weekend, because I was trying to investigate this. You know, when your children ask you a question, you want to like know the answer.
As the armchair linguists and armchair historians here on the show today.
That's right. We are the least qualified to give this explanation, and yet none of you have looked it up either. So that's why you're still listening to the Crusade Channel Live Talk Radio the way it should be. Alberto, the most hated man on Twitter, talking about gendered nouns.
Now, we just to clarify, we are still more qualified to speak about history and languages than Gary the Fairy and wine box are about speaking about the truth. So
yeah, well, that's true. Gary the Fairy, his mind has been sodomized, just like his rectum, and Winebox chooses to deprive her children of a father. So they're probably going to be genderless children at some point anyway. By the way, for those who don't know, this show is every single day at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. This is Paratalk here on the Crusade Channel. I forgot to even tell you that. For those who are listening for the very first time, I'm your humble host, Mike Parrott, broadcasting from the center of the country, from flyover America, from the heart of the USSA, the nation which exports transgender. And we're talking about gendered nouns. Now, why did the English language lose gendered nouns?